next day, and I'm Sally and I'm an addict.
Hello, Sally. I'm
very scared sitting up here. I find it scary sitting here. So I'm hoping I can talk. I'm having a bit of trouble breathing, actually. But what's the worst that can happen? I'll probably have nothing to say after about 7 minutes, or Dean will have to card me after 17. So my experience, that's all I've got to do really, is just give you my experience. I want to start off by saying, and this is obviously going to be quite an edited version, but I'll start off by saying that I love drugs. I still love drugs, and I love them. Loved them. Really, really. No, I love drugs. Really. But, I paid quite a high price in the end, and I didn't like the consequences, and I didn't like the price that I was having to pay. And in the end, really, it was, I think I was kind of, as frightened as I was of getting clean, I was more frightened of dying. So I got clean. So I love drugs. When I got to NA, which was about 6.5 years ago now, it seems to me, it feels like I came in here kicking and screaming. I think I was in so much pain by the time I came into NA, and I had to tell you about it, and I did, I think. I kind of, and it served me all right, really. I wasn't somebody that sat in meetings and kept quiet. I couldn't keep quiet. I just couldn't anyway. And because of the absolute sheer desperation, I did what was suggested. I'd have done anything you'd have told me to anyway, really. I did service, I got a sponsor, and I worked the steps. I did about a step a month. I prayed. I sat in initially, I sat in about 3 meetings a day, just so I didn't use. I didn't come into NA and not want to use drugs anymore either. That's not my experience. I wanted to kind of carry on using for quite a few months, really, and it was really difficult. It's quite torturous, but what I'd learned that was really invaluable to me was that it was only a thought as well, and I didn't have to act on that, and I didn't actually have to use that. And I didn't understand that for years, and that's why it took me so long to get clean. So I did all this stuff, and whatever I imagined, that, I was somebody that I couldn't comprehend being clean. I just couldn't. I used for a very long time, really, 26 years is a long time, and I'd kind of resigned myself to, I just could not comprehend ever. I used to dream about it, and that was it, and never kind of do anything else about it, really. I didn't realise I had to actually do something about it. I used to think that I could walk into a detox or rehab and, they'd just go ting and it'd be done for me. It's a bit of a shock, really. But it still is sometimes, too. So I did all this stuff and I stayed clean and I had good days and bad days. My experience was as well, I kind of felt there was a reading in the Just for Today last week, actually, and I really got it. And it was all about the word should, so I'm going to share my experience with you around this in the hope, that somebody might learn from it. You might not be as lucky as I was either, so this was my experience. So I got to about 4 or 5 years, and I think what happened was I kind of hit a load of trauma. I didn't know that that was going to happen, and I didn't see it coming. But sort of over a period of time, I started. I just really wasn't very happy. I just wasn't, And I was sitting in meetings, and I was trying to share it. I really struggled around it, though. I found. I wasn't able to articulate actually how I was feeling. And what I did was I kind of really fell into this trap of like, I should and I shouldn't. I shouldn't be feeling like this at my clean time. You know, my thinking was like, what are all you lot doing that I'm not? You know, what is it that I'm not doing? Why am I feeling like I am? And I kept trying to share it in meetings, and I was trying to do what I could as well. You know, I was doing step work, and and this is going to pass, and this is going to pass, but it kind of didn't. So what happened with me was my thinking. So he told me that like, I couldn't keep sitting in meetings telling you that I was struggling, that I was in a real lot of pain, actually, you know, and I was hurting, and I didn't know how to deal with it, and I didn't know how to tell you properly, you know. And then I thought, every time I open my mouth in a meeting as well, you know, that you're sitting there and you're going, oh God, sake, not her again. You know, this is the stuff my head tells me. So I found it very difficult. So what I started to do was not sharing meetings anymore. And then what I started to do was, it was a little bit pointless going to so many meetings because I wasn't sharing. So I kind of stopped going to a few meetings, and I stopped going to, most meetings, actually. And I picked a drink up. When I came into NA, by the time I'd got here, I'll tell you a cringy story, actually, which kind of... how much time have I got, Dean? Have we not got time for a cringy story? Okay. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I knew I'd do this. You know, it kind of typifies why drugs worked for me, the beginning of my using. I can remember my first date, right? I was about 13 or 14. Things haven't changed that. Things ain't got that much better either. We just really haven't got time for that. But, you know, so I'm at school, and I think I was about 13, and like, this new boy come to the school, and he was really nice looking and everything, and he asked me out, like, after school, and he come round on his bike, and he was going to go down the park, and he, like, give me a seat up, because that's what he did then. You know, I know. And what I did was I sat on this bike behind him, and... We didn't say a word. I could not speak to him. The whole date went like it. I couldn't hold on to him, so I was like holding on to the seat. I was absolutely like petrified and paralysed. And we went down the park. We didn't say nothing. We just sat in the park, not speaking, obviously, you know, and I don't know, you know, God knows where I was, but it was just like, it was, you know, there was nothing, I had nothing. And then he took me home, we still didn't say nothing. You know, there weren't kisses or nothing like that. And then the next day he dumped me, which I thought was a bit harsh. I thought, well, give me a chance, but anyway... But that's, I'm telling you that because that kind of typifies like what I was like as a child. It kind of sums it up, really. My relationships are just the opposite nowadays. I can't let go. Anyway, by the end of my using, I'd been in and out of prison several times. I'd lost houses. I'd lost my self-respect. I'd lost my self-worth, I'd had quite dire health consequences, and by far, the kind of biggest, the biggest loss for me and my biggest source of pain today still was not bringing my children up. So when I got to 4 or 5 years, you know, it was, I kind of hit this stuff. I picked a drink up, and I haven't got much time now, but if I have, you know, then I'll tell you what that was like as well. I'd say it was a process, not an event. Although if you'd have said to me you were going to pick that bottle of lager up 2 minutes beforehand, I wouldn't have believed you. You know, it was just like, bam, as quick as that. I drank half the bottle and I had tears in my eyes because I knew that I was losing 5.5 years straight away. And I put the bottle down, I finished the bottle. And from that moment on, there was no kind of pause. you know, and I think I said something like, let's go, right, let's go now, yeah. Everything that I'd heard in here was true. I wanted more immediately. And, you know, and I'd heard in here as well that we kind of, like, go back to where we left off, you know. And I kind of got that, I understood that, but what I thought that meant was, like, I thought, yeah, well, I can see that, I can see how that happens, but that'll be, like, in sort of days or weeks. And it was minutes. I got very drunk very quickly. The end of the night, and I'm a woman in my 40s in that, you know, who's had 5 years clean. You know, I was crying on tubes to strangers, telling them that I'd been in recovery and I'm now drunk and that I'd been clean for 5 years. Most of the strangers didn't want to hear it either, but one did. like she had a choice, you know. I was kind of screaming in the street with my partner, arguing, you know, like, yuck, really. And when I got in that night, I couldn't obliterate myself for trying. I could not knock myself out, and I tried. It didn't shut my head up, and it didn't take away any pain, and on top of that, I had the absolute devastation of that. I've just lost clean time. What I did have was 5 years' worth of knowledge. Didn't kind of feel like I had anything at that point, but, you know, but I kind of knew, and my experience was it was that night, one night, and because I knew from what I've learned in here, I either got back that day. I think there was some kind of divine intervention going on, because I actually had to go up to Manchester to my daughter's graduation, and I absolutely could not go. I was very drunk still. I was pretty drunk for a couple of days, you know, and having to hide it, and it was just dreadful. I'm not sure, had I not have gone to Manchester, I might not have carried on. Obviously, when I was drunk, I went straight on social media. But anyway, not any self-respecting addict would do. Goodness sake, I know. But in my defence, it kind of stood me in good stead. I had the sheer volume of support, overwhelming support and help that I had from people and all over the country and that as well, but especially in London, was really, really important and crucial to why I'm sitting here again now. I had to allow myself to be helped. I had somebody meet me in Manchester that night. I went to a meeting and I cried and I picked up a white key ring. I had to do everything that I did the first time I got clean. When I came back from London, I had to let somebody meet me at Euston. I had to let somebody babysit me and drag me around meetings again for 3 or 4 days until I got them 3 or 4 days. I didn't get away with it. This was not a night out. It was not a night out because on top of that, I had a head that it was relentless for weeks. It was like, do it again, do it again, do it properly. What sort of a head was it? Do it properly. Go on, go and do it again. It was relentless, you know. I did not get away with it. It really wasn't a very nice time, you know. Had I not have learned what I'd learned in here previous, you know, I kind of knew that skinny window of opportunity was just that, and to kind of, you know, get back. I've just got over a year again. I'm very lucky. It's not been easy. I wouldn't change none of it. I wouldn't absolutely change none of it. And thanks to everyone that has supported me as well in my recovery. Thanks for letting me share. Thank you.